we can be perfectly joined together, the Bible says. We're like Paul. We won't ever be able to say, I've apprehended, I've become perfect, I've got this Christian life figured out. We ought to try. The Bible says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. We're commanded to try. But if we're allow God to perfectly join us together, there can be something perfect. We can have the perfect will of God going on. The Holy Spirit can flow perfectly. He won't be hindered or tampered with, things like that. So that's what we're going to look at today. And I believe, being here again just a little over a month, that God has perfectly joined together this church. Now I believe He wants to add to it. Again, as a pastor, that's one of my goals, and as a church member, that should be your goal, is for other people to be saved and other people to join this flock, and we'll do a great work for the Lord. But in 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says here, "Now I beseech you, brethren," and so, of course, that word beseech there means beg, I plead with you. "Now I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." So it's pretty important here. It's not just something that he's, kind of flippant with, but "I'm begging you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." And that's my goal for this church. Again, we can't be perfect. We're going to get on each other's last nerve every once in a while, but if we'll allow the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, and let him fit, this would be a great place if it wasn't for Brother So-and-so. Nah, we don't need that. This would be an awesome church if Miss So-and-so would decide to go. No, that's not what we're talking about. All right? We want God to put here who he wants. And if we're all saved, right with God, and in one mind and in one accord, we're not going to be an abomination to the Lord. So we ought to want to be together. Now, I'll start this morning, obviously after the reading of the scripture there and things like that. I'm going to tell two jokes about being together before I pray, all right? So I want to bring it back with the prayer. There was a lady that went to the graveyard, the funeral, where the graveyard was, and she went there, had lots of relatives in this graveyard that was buried. And so she went there to spruce up, add some flowers, things like that. And so she came back to the house and told everybody, while I was there sprucing up and adding flowers and getting everything just so, I decided to get all the family back together. Because I had to walk over here and walk over here and walk over here. So I brought everybody back together. And one said, "You mean you dug everybody up?" And no, she said, "No, I just moved the headstones." So anyway, she wanted her family all together. I'm not sure that quite worked. But anyway, her mind was right? She wanted everybody right there at the same place. And then there was another fellow talking about togetherness. There was a young man, he went to the Super Bowl, and he was sitting in the nosebleed section, which was still very expensive, I'm sure. And so he had his binoculars because he was going to be on the top row, the furthest away from the field. And every time he would see a player around the 50-yard line, he saw this elderly fella sitting on the 50-yard line, front row, in an empty seat beside him. And he kept looking, and he kept looking. And all the way through the first half, nobody ever showed up. So during halftime, he walked down there and he said, "Sir, is this seat taken?" He said, "Well, it was my wife's seat, but we're not together anymore. She's passed away." And he said, "Oh, okay." He said, "You couldn't find another relative or anybody like that?" And he said, "No, they all went to her funeral." So anyway, those are two jokes about togetherness. Amen. So now let's repeat the spiritual stuff here. The Bible says we can be perfectly joined together. Again, God, He knew, it's not His will that any should perish, but He knew that we would all live in this area and things like this, and this would be a church that He would want us to attend. So He's fitly, perfectly joined together the people that's here. And so I've got, not jokes anymore, but I got a few phrases about togetherness. Right, and I've heard this. This was probably a Hobby Lobby phrase. You never know. You see those phrases everywhere. Now, that's another place that my wife walked hand in hand with. It's not as bad as Walmart, but it's like right there. But anyway, Hobby Lobby. But anyway, togetherness or together is a wonderful place to be, and I've seen it in dining rooms. I've seen it at Hobby Lobby. Together is a wonderful place to be, and so I don't know if you feel it, but I feel it. here at church, this is a wonderful place to be together. I sense the Holy Spirit. Your spirit's bearing witness with my spirit right now. So together is a wonderful place to be. Here's a good one. This would be a great theme for us. We may not have it all together, and I could amen that right here for me. But together we have it all. I'll read that again. We may not have it all together, but together we have it all. So again, we're not perfect, but we can be perfectly fit together and be a great lighthouse and a great church for the cause of Christ. Here's another one. We are all in this together. So as the pastor of the church, and I guess the only paid staff person here, I'm pulling for us. All right, because I need you. if you weren't here, there wouldn't be a church here, and then I wouldn't be the pastor, and so it would just dissolve. So we're in this together. And here's the last one. Together is my favorite place to be. Together is my favorite place to be. I like to be alone sometimes. I enjoy being alone in a tree stand. One of my favorite pastimes. Now, I have had, I've went with you to Walmart a bunch. She's been with me in a tree 3 times. Is that fair? I'm going to start keeping a ledger. Walmart. Because I like for her to go with me, but she don't like it. But anyway, I like to be there sometimes. Obviously, in my prayer closet where I pray, I like to be by myself. But together is my favorite place to be. So, we'll have a word of prayer and we'll preach perfectly joined together. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you. And Lord, thank you for our church. Thank you for everybody that's in it, Lord. Nobody's more important than anybody. We're all saved, and Lord, and we are in this together. And we thank you for the Lighthouse Baptist Church and allowing us to be a part of it. Lord, I just ask you to help us, Lord, to listen to what the Bible says, that we could be fitly joined together in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, another place, you don't have to turn there, but I'll read it to you. Ephesians 2, 19 and 22, or through 22, says this. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers. Again, I guess several months ago, I met most of you for the first, I guess all of you for the first time, except my wife and my in-laws. I met y'all just a few months ago for the first time. This is the way I feel. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers. I remember my wife and I, when we would travel back down to Florida and back up here to candidate the different times. And of course, New Year's and Christmas fell in there, so we had to take a little time there. And I remember looking at pictures and trying to remember your names. Now, who's this? Now, who's this? Who's this? Why? Because I wanted to know your name. I didn't want to say, hey, brother. I mean, that works at church, right? But I wanted to know who you were and so forth. And so I remember practicing. And so now you're not a stranger to me anymore. You're a fellow or a sister Christian, and I really appreciate you and glad that. And that's what this is about. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. Maybe some of you are foreigners, but anyway, from the north. But anyway, foreigners. But fellow citizens, we're perfectly joined together. Remember, the household of God. Verse 20 says, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief head cornerstone. So, basically, what this church is built upon what Jesus started and what the apostles started and continued on. Therefore, and that's why we have chosen to be an independent fundamental Baptist church. Why? Because it lines up with this right here. Jesus started the church with those 12. He trained them. They went out and started churches. He trained them. Then Apostle Paul and so on. And then lo and behold, thousands of years later, here we are, an independent Baptist church. Why? Because Jesus started it. The apostles helped it. And He's the cornerstone. Verse 21 says this, in whom all the building fitly framed together. And then for our theme, the next word says groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So according to this, these couple of verses here, once you get saved, you're not strangers anymore. You're brothers and sisters in Christ. And then this local New Testament church, like the church at Galatia, the church at Philippi, the church at Thessalonica, the church at Corinth, was a local church. This is a local church for Taylorsville, Kentucky, Spencer County, and so forth. And we are fitly framed together, but then we ought to grow. Why? Because it says here that we can become a holy temple unto the Lord, in whom you also build it together for an habitation through the Spirit. So now, obviously, each individual body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This building is a building. It's a nice building. It is what the Bible calls sanctified. In other words, it's set apart for this use right here. We don't rent it out for parties during the week. We don't rent it out to a nightclub during the, at the in the evenings. Well, Pastor, we could make some extra money. No, this is sanctified. But God doesn't live in here. All right, when we're not here, He's not here. He's not in here going around floating around. All right. But when we're here, when two or three are gathered, then He's here. And so we're supposed to be fitly framed together. Why? So that we can be a good lighthouse. Now, I mentioned this a while ago. There's some in here from the north. Praise the Lord for them. And there's some of us from the south. Amen. And then there's some, and again, I'm going to have to hide behind the cross here. There's some in here that are young. Then there's some in here that are not young. Let's say it that way, okay? All right. But praise the Lord. We're fitly put together. Maybe there's some different nationalities in here. I think I'm a fourth Cherokee? All right. My grandfather was half. And so there's different nationalities in here. There's some new Christians in here. There's some older Christians, maybe mature Christians. We'll say it that way. There's many people, many different areas of service in here that we do around the church together. And there's some that have been here from the beginning. And there's some newbies, like myself. Then there are some in here, again, I might need to hide behind the cross again, several different colleges teams represented here today. All right, and we'll leave it right there, all right? And but we're all fitly joined together. And we might not cheer for the same team, but we love one another. And so, again, that's the way I try to be. I know how bad I hurt when my team loses, so when your team loses, I'm not going to come up nanny nanny boo boo. Your team lost, okay? I'm just going to let it be. Now, if it was my team that beat you, I'll just have to smile, okay? But we're fitly joined together. So we're going to look at eight things according to the Bible in eight different verses. All eight of these verses talk about that word together. Together. So the first one, if you want to look at them, you can. If you want to write them down, that's fine. First one is found in Colossians 2:13. And Roman number one is this: we are quickened together in our salvation. We are quickened together in our salvation. Colossians 2:13 says this: and ye, being dead in your sins, those of us that were saved, we were dead in our sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you of all your trespasses. So, fitly joined together. If you're saved and a member of this church, God saved us all the same way. Why? Because we were all sinners the same way. It may have been different sins. You know, we have categories of sin. Sometimes we'll say big sin, little sin, huge lie, little white lie. We categorize that kind of stuff. God doesn't. Sin is sin to Him. And so we were all dead in our trespasses and sins. But when we got saved, He quickened us together. So none of us earned salvation. We all had to ask for it the same way. So He quickened us together. Ephesians 2:5 says this: even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By the grace you are saved. So one thing in common, that we were all sinners. But those of us that are saved, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Now why? He quickened us together. So what makes this place perfectly joined together or perfectly fitted together? Saved people. Number two, we are gathered together for strength. Not only were we quickened together for our salvation, we are gathered together for strength. Matthew 18:20. I've already felt it in Sunday school. I felt it a little bit even before y'all got here. I was here. I was in there praying. I walked out here praying. I felt strength from that. Why? Because God's here. And when two or three are gathered, He's in the midst. And it gives us strength. And so this place is perfectly joined together through salvation and secondly through strength. Matthew 18:20 says this: where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. So just hearing that verse gives me strength because I know I'm saved. I believe most of y'all are saved. And with that Holy Spirit's together, it gives us strength. Not perfect, our strength but perfect through His strength. Again, I don't mean to be mean, and I don't want to point any religions out this morning, but according to this verse, when two or three are gathered together, what did it say? In My name. Hey, this is the only, we're not gathering just a bunch of cool guys and cool ladies getting together for some fellowship. That's not why we're gathered. We're gathered in His name. That's when He promises to be there. Sadly, this morning there are people that's gathered together in His mother's name. And He's not there. I mean, is the Bible true? And I feel bad for those people, because they've been taught that. And they're gathering and assembling around His mother. But He's not in the midst. But those of us that are saved and we're gathered because of Jesus Christ, He's in the midst. We're going to get strength. There's some people that are gathered around this today. The only reason they think they're going to heaven is because they've gotten baptized. Well, I got baptized as a baby, or I got baptized this, turned over a new leaf, and they're gathered in that, but not in His name. They're not going to get any strength. You can dunk yourself 52,000 times, and you're not going to get saved, and you're not going to get any strength. You're going to get wet and pruny, all right? But you're not going to get any strength. But if we're gathered in His name, He's in the midst, and we're going to get strength. There's some churches out there today, and this is why they're gathered. They use this cool new hip lingo. We're here to get our worship on. That's why they're at church. We're here to get our worship on, man. And if that's the only reason they're gathering, He's not there. They're not gathering in His name. They're gathering in their cool ripped jeans, punky hair, guitar playing, woohoo, let's get our worship on. And God's not there. Again, I hope those people get saved and things like that. But, I mean, there's churches that send out, send out surveys and say, what would make you feel more comfortable? And they're gathering because they want to feel comfortable, and He's not there. Okay? But He says, if you'll gather in My name, if saved people will gather in My name, I will show up. That's why we're getting strength. That's why I'd rather go to a church like this church than any other church in the area. Why? Because I know He's going to be there. Because I'm saved, you're saved, two or three are gathered. In His name, He's going to be in the midst. So number one, we're quickened together in our salvation. Number two was we're gathered together for strength. Number three, we know all things work together for our sanctification. We know all things work together for our sanctification. Romans 8, 28 and 29. And Brother Jimmy even mentioned this in his prayer. Things that took place, we know God's in control of them. And he asked for God's will to be done in those situations. So we see here Romans 8, 28, and we know all things work together for good. And I've said this before, maybe not be good, but it'll work together for good if we'll let it, accept it, and let God teach us what He's trying to teach us. To them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose, verse 29, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. So everything that we go through in life, God means it for good. I mean, Job is probably the worst one I can imagine. Some of us may have had a tree down, some of us may have lost some power, but none of us have went through what Job went through. He lost 10 of his kids. He lost every bit of his wealth. He lost his health. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Praise the Lord. He let it work for good. And of course, you keep reading that story. He got 10 more kids. And he got way more than he ever had. Don't think that would have happened if he'd have been pitching one and kicking and pitching a temper tantrum and saying, Lord, why did you let this happen? But he said, hey, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He learned, and it worked together for good. So we see, if we want to be perfectly joined together, obviously if something happens in one of our loved ones' lives, our church members' lives, we ought to pray for them and pray that they allow God to let this work together for good. Number four, we are knit together in love for our service. We are knit together in love for our service. Colossians 2:2 says this, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. Now, I don't knit. Some of you may, all right? But I get the premise. You know, you take those sticks and you do all that stuff and you're basically making a web. You're knitting it together. It's supposed to be strength. It's bound. And the more little, whatever those little things are called, you put them together and put them together, of course it gets bigger, but it gets stronger. So when God takes and works in our lives and helps us become a better Christian, that's what He's doing to the Lighthouse Baptist Church. He's intertwining us and He's locking us together. I count it as a privilege to pray for you guys. My wife keeps me up on the what's that thing called? GroupMe. All right. Any of y'all ladies that are GroupMe-ing out there, she keeps me informed. And of course, I pray. And if there's anything we can do, let us know, things like that. That knits my heart. That's what this is talking about. We can be perfectly joined together if we'll pray for each other, if we'll be for each other what we need. So it goes on to say, and their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches and the full assurance and of understanding and the acknowledgement of the mystery of God for the Father of Jesus Christ. So again, when stuff happens in our lives, we see here it's a mystery of God. So I'm not supposed to be Job's friend and say, that tree wouldn't have fallen if you would have. And your power wouldn't be out if you wouldn't have. I'm not going to be Job's friend. Okay? But I am going to pray, and like Brother Jimmy said in his prayer this morning, Lord, let that work together. We don't know why. It's a mystery to us. And that's why the Bible says that. A lot of people spend their whole life trying to figure out stuff about the Bible and about heaven. We can't. Our mind's not like His mind. Our ways are not like His ways. And there are certain things that we're not going to find out till we get there. And I've heard people say, well, when I get there, I'm going to ask Him. I doubt it. I think the Bible says we're just going to fall prostrate at His feet. Okay? We're not going to say, well, God, my nephew had that. Why did you allow that? No. It's a mystery. Again, I always use this one when I talk about a mystery. Did Adam and Eve have a belly button? And they were created out of the dust of the ground. Now, the way my belief is, God, if He wanted them to have one, He'd have gave them one. All right? Or He might have given them a little Audi. I don't know if you have an Audi. But anyway, if God wanted them to have one, He would have made them like that. So, but I don't know, and I'm not going to fight somebody over, they did. No, they didn't. They were created. They weren't born. No, leave the mysteries alone. Let God fitly join us together. Again, that's what the devil wants us to do. Argue about little stuff. If you know somebody has a little bit of a variation over here and you have a little bit, leave it alone. Let God fitly join us together. Well, I think, well, we don't all know. It's a mystery. That's what this is talking about. Let God knit us. When we go through situations, when we have battles and even experience blessings, things like that, let it knit us together. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says this, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, and you are God's building. So He's going to have woven us together tightly like a knit. And put it in there. The only thing I've ever seen knitted that I understand is a baseball glove. Right? That web is woven together. And so when that ball is coming about 115 miles an hour at you off that bat, you can trust that web. Right? Now, if your glove has not been treated right, it's dry rotted, maybe catch it over here. Don't catch it right here. All right? Because I have thrown a baseball through people's webbing before. All right? But if it gets dry rotted. But that's what it's talking about. When we're all saved and we're all right with God and we're all here praying for each other, the devil can't run through us. Now, the devil wants to break it and scatter us. So what we see here, anybody else warm? Hey, you want to kick that on, brother? I think the sun's warming it up out there. We can turn that heat off. All right? You can catch that one over there if you don't mind. Amen. All right? And so it says here, we are to give together from our substance. We are to give together from our substance. Number 5, Acts 2, 44 through 47. I'll read it to you. And all that believe, that's all of us saved people, were together. And they had things in common. Right? There's some of you in here this morning, you have things in common. You don't have power. You have that in common with each other. That knits y'all together. I'm praying for you really, 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 because I don't have it either. So we have things in common. And it says here, and they sold their possessions and goods and parted them unto all men as every man had need. So in other words, that community of these saved people, they sold their belongings, things like that, and they took care of each other. And again, that's what I love about our church. I think if somebody had a tree down and you have a chainsaw and want to go help, praise the Lord. That knits us together. That's what they did. They took care of each other. Somebody has a loved one in the hospital, you pray for that person. And you maybe write a note of encouragement, things like that. That's how he does that. And that's what they did. They sold their possessions, they parted and took care of everybody's need. And this is here, and they continued. I'm going somewhere with this. And they continued daily. So they didn't do it just one time. A lot of times we'll do something nice for somebody one time. And we're like, okay, that's my one good deed for life. No, it says here they continued. They kept doing good deeds. They kept taking care of each other. And then it says here, and they were in one accord. They were all happy. They weren't, you know, yakking about things and things like that. They were all in one accord in the temple and breaking bread. And from house to house, did they eat their meat with, here's some things, they did it with gladness. Well, I'm a Christian, so I got to go to church. How about being happy about it? Well, I'm a Christian, so I got to be nice to you. How about really being nice, okay? Things like that. The gladness and singleness of heart. And here's one, praising God and having favor with all the people. I treat everybody the same. That's what they did. They didn't have their little groups and little cliques. And, no, they praised God with all the people. And then it goes on to say, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So the reason that that church started growing is because they were all fitly joined together. They were praying for each other, loving each other. They were happy about it, with singleness of heart. They were praising God. And God's like, hey, that church over there is fitly, perfectly joined together. So I want to add some people over there because I want other people to get what they got. But if a church is like, you know, I'm not going to sit on the same side with that person and that person. And rah, 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 God's like, whoa, I don't want anybody to find out about that place. So that's why I praise the Lord for Lighthouse Baptist Church. Because I believe God has fitly joined us together. And He's been sending visitors. I think we've had a visitor at least every Sunday since February. And now we're 2 weeks into March, I believe. And we got visitors today. God's doing that. He's the one that adds, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. So if we're all fitly joined together, praising the Lord, being nice to each other, being the right kind of Christians, God's like, that's a perfectly joined together church. I think I'll add some people to it. But a lot of people out there, they're trying to get their worship on to get visitors. They're trying to say, hey, we're going to have this program. We're going to go on this trip, things like that. And those are all fine. But God didn't say He was going to add to a church that's getting their worship on, or add to a church that's got a program, or add to a church that's doing this. He said, if they're all right with God, right with each other, and they're happy about it, and they're praising Me, I'm going to add some people to that church. So, we see here, we're all give together for our substance. Number six, we are to strive together for our success. We are to strive together for our success. Philippians 1:27. Here we go. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast, one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Again, that's what our church should be. Let your conversations becometh the gospel of Christ. Again, it doesn't say we can't talk about hunting, or can't talk about sports, or can't talk about Walmart, or we can't talk about other things at church, but it collectively, it ought to be about people getting saved. It ought to be about getting the gospel out. It ought to be that one spirit, that one mind. Again, praise the Lord for fellowship. Praise the Lord for food. I like it all. But we're supposed to be getting the faith of the gospel out there. We ought to have a common goal. We ought to agree to hate Satan, and we ought to agree to get the gospel out. Strive together for our success. Number seven, we got one more. Number seven, we will be caught up together unto our Savior. We will be caught up together unto our Savior. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. The Bible says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So just like we all got saved the same way, we all going to leave the same way. He's going to call us, and that trumpet of God's going to sound, and we're all going to be meeting with Him in the air. And not only this church, but any other church with saved individuals. We're all going to be called up together. And last one, we should assemble ourselves together for sharpening. We should assemble ourselves together for sharpening. So I agree with all those things, that we're fitly joined together. I believe God has put this church together. It's His will that we all be here. It's His will that He's going to hopefully add some as we go. And then we all can go up together. But until then, until we leave, we're to assemble ourselves together for sharpening. Iron sharpeneth iron, the Bible says. So we can encourage each other. And again, my dad, we used to always say, it's all in how you look at it. If you look at your list of things to do, and you're like, oh, I'm never going to get it done. Oh, this is a drudgery. And it's just painful the whole time you're working at the list. Or you can say, hey, I got today, I got this list. Praise the Lord, I can still move, I can still do that. I'm going to get it done. You're going to have a better time doing that. It's all in how you look at it. So, again, we ought not say, oh, I've got to go to church. I don't want to be cursed of God. I don't want to be, I don't want God to smush me like a grape. I'm going to go to church. No. I'm going to go today, and I'm going to try and encourage somebody. And I'm going to be there and enjoy it. I'm going to sing. I'm going to participate. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Obviously, I believe mathematically it's that way, and spiritually I think it's that way. The coming of the Lord is sooner than it was, yesterday. Okay, and we see the sadness of our world, and so that day is approaching because it says it's going to wax worse and worse. So we ought to even assemble more. Oh, revival. Oh, missions conference. No. As we see the day approaching, assemble together for sharpening together more. So we all need the fellowship. We all need the feeding. John 21:16 says this, and he saith, feed my sheep. That's one of my commands. I've tried to feed you some Word of God today about being together. And so showed you 8 different verses where it says we're supposed to be together. We're supposed to be happy about being together. We're supposed to let God be here when we're together. And He's going to help us grow, and He's going to help add to the church by us doing that. So we all need the feeding. We all need the fellowship. But we also all need the faith. Romans 10:17 says, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. All 8 verses today ought to increase your faith. I'm saved, and I'm going to stay saved. Together. Alright? I'm going through life and I go through some hard times, things like that, but I have friends that pray for me. I have a God that cares about me. That helps us. I have faith in that. And all these things. If I'll stay right with the fellowship, and we all be joined, the devil can't tear us apart. And God's going to see that, and He's going to add to our church. So all this, we need this. We need the fellowship. We need the feeding. We need the faith. And in conclusion, we're all in this together. So think about it. We all got saved the same way. If you're saved today, you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And you had a new birth. You must be born again. Second, we all struggle with the world and the devil the same way. Now, there may be different avenues that the devil uses, but he's gonna tempt our flesh. The world's going to come after us. The devil's going to come after us. We're all in this together. We're going to all stand before God and give an account the same way. Right? It's just basically, I don't know if it's going to be a line, or I don't know if He'll send us a text, right? An email, this is your appointment time, I don't know. Right? But we're all going to give that account, standing before God. Not us and our homies, not me and my bestie, and we go through everything together. No, individually, sir, yes sir, we're going to give an account to the way we've lived down here. We're all going to do that. Then we see here, we're all, if we have surrendered and submitted to the Lord, we did it the same way. Not, God, you need me. I'm the best at this and I'm the best. No. You give me some talents. I want to use them for you. Here they are. I submitted. We also have submitted that back to the same way. And the last thing, we'll all stand before God face to face one day. Same way. And I believe we'll all have that same response, falling prostrate at His feet. So we're all joined together, perfectly joined together. I don't think there's any oopses in here. I don't think God's like, how'd that one slip up on me? No, He put us all here. And there's some of you that's praying about becoming a part of us. I hope that helps. This is what we're all about. Okay? We're not perfect people. This is not a perfect church. We don't have it all figured out. But together, with God's blessing, we can be perfectly fit together. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Brother Derek's going to come lead us in a congregation or an invitational hymn. If you need to be saved today, I'll be glad to take the Bible and show you how you can be saved. It's not that difficult. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. If you need to join a church, church doors are open. You can come join this morning. If you need to be baptized, let us know. We'll probably have to do that next Sunday, but we'll take care of everything we need. Let's all stand. Brother Derek's going to lead us in his hymn.